To bow, Lord God, and say thank you for life. Father, I want to thank you that around us is beauty, around us is glory. We're in the midst of chaos in this system, chaos in the international culture, and you are still the same. Father, open our eyes to see the blessings and the beauty, and we do want to praise you. Father, for the difficulties, for the inconveniences, but also for the pain that many are suffering one way or another. We pray, God, for your wisdom. We pray for your guidance. And we pray that you would be the one that receives all praise, all glory, all honor, as Revelation talks about being sung and spoken in heaven. So also among us, Lord. Thank you that you are a God of forgiveness, a God of mercy. Father, as we step on minds in this life here and there, we make choices that are not pleasing to you, that they're all about us. Thank you that you are patient with us. You love us. God, it's like you brush us off and get us up and going on the way again. Thank you for being so patient and merciful with us. Father, we need that. You said your mercies are new every morning, so we want to stop and thank you. But Father, you've told us that our breath is a gift from you. Father, help us to not take anything for granted. One another in our relationships. Father, I pray that they would even be deeper after this time of separating and social distancing, all that's going on. It's weird. It's not natural. But God, through it all, I pray that the fellowship might even be sweeter. Thank you, Lord God. Father, we do have some among us that are sick and hurting. And some of those with sicknesses that could be fatal. God, you know. And so we bow before you, asking you for healing touches. I want to thank you, Lord God, for each of the mothers on this Mother's Day. We pray, Father, that they would just know that they're appreciated and loved and honored, those that are still among us. Father, bless them this day. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Happy Mother's Day, all you mommies.
Oh, that deep, deep
so I was informed that I need to get out of the way. We have something planned by others that's going to maybe bless some mommies.
You might have a mom, she might be the bomb, but ain't nobody got a mom like mine. Her laugh's till the end, she's my best friend. Ain't nobody got a mom like mine. She's my world, she's my heart. There's no denying I'm her girl, no matter what. Even when I'm not in, she loves me, loves me, loves me, loves me, loves me. She loves me like nobody else. I'm telling you, telling you, telling you, telling you all. She taught me how to love.
A gift to the mommies. Good job, ladies. Very good job. And I believe that rising up and calling her blessed is a good thing. I'll let you young people argue about who's got the best mom, I guess, but no. Not really. Nice job, ladies, for sure.
Come and drink on me. Thank you.
Amen, Lord God. We look at the book of Revelation and we see Jesus as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We see that in the end, all those that disagree with that will be in that place where the master liar will be. We thank you, Lord God, for eternity with you. We look forward to that. Lord, the closing words in that book, even so come quickly, Lord Jesus. So, Father, we look forward to the time where this song will become very minimal and that huge chorus, that huge song singing with pure hearts, singing pure truth in heaven before your throne, Lord, as we see in Revelation 7. We get a hint of in Revelation 4 and 5. We look forward to that. But this day, Lord, as feeble as it might sound with our little minimal voices, we say Jesus Christ is Lord. We acknowledge you as the only God, the only Savior. You are Lord of all. And Father, we pray that in each home, each person listening in on these songs, Lord, that their heart might be just melted even before you and saying, I love you, Lord. Thank you for loving me. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Somehow we lost Caleb. She is yelling at you. She is yelling at you.